Perek Hey, Pasuk Beis. The Pasuk states, Vishalachu min hamachane, and they should send out of the camp. The Vav of the word Vishalachu is a Vav Hachibur attached to the word Yishalachu. When a Vav Hachibur is attached to a word beginning with a Yud Shvois, the Yud loses its Shva, and the word in this Pasuk is Vishalachu. There is a Dogesh Chazak in the Lamed because it is a verb from Binyan Piel. However, in Pasuk Dalid, the word is Vayishalachu. The Pasuk states Vayishalachu oisam el michutz lamachane. Here, the word Vayishalachu means and they sent them out. Loshen Ovar, past tense. This Vav is a Vav HaMahapech, and there is a Shva under the Yud. In the Sefer Torah, where there are no Nekudais, but the letters of the two words are the same, so therefore be careful when you say these words, as they have different meanings. The question I was asked is whether the Shva under the Yud is a Shvano or a Shvanoch. This is a very good question, since this falls into a special category that I had not yet spoken about. One Shita says that it is a Shvano, and another says that it is a Shvanoch. This word is an example of a category where there is a Machlaikis. The Rishonim held that the Yud has a din of a Shvanoch, since it follows a Patach, which is a Tenuah Ketanah. And the Razor held that it is a Shvanoch, since this Shva belongs to a special category named Tenuah Kalah. Within the next few weeks, I will elaborate on this topic, which will be called Shva Merachef versus Tenuah Kalah. Perek Hey, Pasuk Vav. The Pasuk states, Ish o Isha ki ya'asu mikol chatois ha'odom lim'oil ma'al bashem. Any man or woman who commits any of the sins of man by committing a trespass against Hashem. I would like to comment on the word ha'odom with the Hey Hayidiyah. The Baal HaTurim says that there is a connection between this Pasuk to the Psukim in the Parsha of Soita and the Parsha of the Nazir. The Baal HaTurim comments, Somach Chatois HaOdom L'Shiluach Temeim. The Pasuk of Chatois HaOdom was placed next to the previous Pasuk of Shiluach Temeim. He sees a connection between the word Ha'odom with the Hey Hayidiyah and says that the word Ha'odom refers to Adam Harishain, and this is connected to the previous Psukim dealing with those who are Tomei and expelled from the camp. The Pasuk stated, Tzav es b'nei Yisrael v'shalachu min ha'machane kol tzorua v'cholzov v'chol Tomei l'nofesh. Hashem spoke to Moshe and told him to command the Bnei Yisrael to expel from the Machne every Mitzoyrah and every Zov and everyone contaminated by a human corpse. The Baal HaTurim writes regarding this Pasuk, Sha'al Yedei Chatois Ha'odom, Shechato Odom Harishoin, Sho'achal Min Ha'etz, V'hanochosh Hit'o Es Ha'isha, Vehi hoitzio shem ra al odom, loku shaloshton. Hanochosh bitzoras, veho isha bezivo, veho odom bemisa. As a result of the sins of Adam Harishain, who ate from the Eitz Hadas, which happened as a result of the Nochosh enticing Chava, and then she in turn slandered Adam. So consequently, all three were punished. The Nachosh with Tzara'as, Chava became a Zava, and Adam was punished with death. As the Pasuk in Bereishis stated, Ki b'yoyim acholcha mimenu mois tomus. The day that you eat from the Eitz Hadas, you will die. The Baal HaTurim also writes, V'samach Parshas Soita. This is connected to Parshas Soita. Lefi shehanochosh bo alchavo v'nafalu yirechov. The posuk of Kiyasu mikol chatois ha'odom is next to the parsha of Soita, because the nachosh had relations with Chava, and thereby making Chava impure. And the punishment of the nachosh was that his thigh collapsed, as the posuk states regarding the nachosh, al gechoinecho seilech, upon your belly you shall go. This was the punishment that the pasuk spoke of regarding the Soita, the words v'nafalu yirechav. Therefore, the three punishments mentioned in the pasuk refer to the Nachash, Chava, and Adam. And the parsha of Soita is also connected to the parsha of Nazir, al shem ha'pri she'ochal Adam harishayin, because the tree from which Adam ate, according to one man de Omar, was a grapevine, and the grapes that Adam and Chava ate was the cause of death in the world. So, what seems to be three independent parshios are interconnected with a specific reference to the sin of Adam Harishayin. This is how the Baal HaTurim understands the hay of the word Ha'adam. Perek Hei, Pasuk Tezvav. The Pasuk states, Ki Minchas Kena'ois Hu. Rashi explains why the word Hu is written. The word Hu refers to the Kemach, the flower, and not the Korban Mincha. Kemach is a word that is Lashon Zachar, and Mincha is Lashon Nekeva. However, in Pasuk Yudches, the word is he, which signifies Nekeva, ki minchas kena'ois he. Rashi does not comment on this word, but the Chizkuni writes that he, in this Pasuk, is referring to the Korban Mincha. The Shari Aron brings down a Yesh Meforshim that Pasuk Tes Vav is speaking Mincha Biyad HaBa'al. Pasuk Tesvav describes the Mincha being in the hands of the husband. Therefore, the Lashon is Hu, Zachar. And in Pasuk Yudches, the Mincha was in her hand, as it says, V'nosan al kapeha eis minchas hazikaroin. The Kohen places the Mincha into her hands. Therefore, he is written. Perek Hei, Pasuk Yud Zayin. The Pasuk states, V'lokach ha-koyhein mayim kedoshim b'chli chores, u'min he'ofor asher yihye b'karka ha-mishkon, yikach ha-koyhein v'nosan el ha-moyim. One of the rituals regarding the Soita is that the Kohen should take holy water and put it in an earthenware vessel, and also take from the earth on the floor of the Mishkan, and put that earth in the water. The Baal HaTurim explains the significance of the ritual of water and earth. The Talmud Yerushalmi in Soita asks, Lama mayim v'afar? Mayim mimakayim sheba'os, afar lemakayim sheholeches. Water reminds the Soita of the three phases of her life, past, present, and future. She came from water and earth, and she will eventually be buried in the earth. The Yerushalmi adds a third factor, the word uchsav, meaning writing. She should know that she will have to give an accounting for her deeds. Her deeds are recorded in writing. As the Mishnah in Avos states, Akavya ben Mahalalel Oimer, Histakel b'shloisha devarim v'ein ato bo lidei aveira, da me ayin basa, o la'on ato hoylech, v'lefnei mi ato osid litein din v'cheshboin. Me ayin basa mi tipa serucha, o la'on ato hoylech, l'makoim afar rima v'soylea, v'lefnei mi ato osid litein din v'cheshboin, l'fnei melech malchei hamalochim hakadosh baruch hu. The Baal HaTurim also sees a connection with the only other pasuk in which the word karka appears in Tanakh. The pasuk in Amos Perek Tes, pasuk Gimel, the pasuk states, V'im yisaseru mineged einai bikarka hayom, which means if they conceal themselves from my eyes on the floor of the sea. The Baal HaTurim writes, this pasuk also has a connection to the Saita, that even if her deeds were hidden from my eyes, the test will be with the water of the sea and the earth. Therefore, the words afar, earth, and water, mayim, in this pasuk have a specific significance. Perek Hei, pasuk Yud Ches. The pasuk states, Uviyad hakoyhein yihiyu me hamorim hamaoririm. And in the hand of the kohen shall be the bitter waters that cause a curse. Rashi comments on the word hamaoririm. Hamachasirim oisoh min ha'olam. The waters which take her away from the world. The word ma'oririm does not mean the cursed waters, for the water is sacred, shaharei kedoshim hein, and the pasuk did not use the word arurim, which would have meant cursed, which is a verb from Binyan Kal, but rather hamaoririm, which means maoririm es acherim, they cause affliction to others. The word maoririm used here is from Binyan Pi'el, which has the meaning of a causative verb from Binyan Hif'il. The Baal HaTurim also comments, Oile beis pa'amim ramach, loimar sheboidkin ramach evorim shelo v'sheloi. The gematria of the word hama'oririm is 496, which is double 248. Which is the number of limbs in the human body. This implies that the Mei HaSoita examines both her Eivorim and his Eivorim. Just as the Mayim tests the Soita, so do the waters test him, the suspected adulterer. If the Soita is found to be guilty and suffers the fate mentioned in the Parsha of Soita, the adulterer too, wherever he may be at the time, will also suffer the same punishment. The gematria of Eivorim that equals 248 is significant, as the Mishnah states in Soita Daf Ches Amid Beis, that even though the Pasuk states that the thigh and stomach are struck, Latzbois Beten V'lanpil Yirecha, the Mishnah ends by stating, Usha'or kol haguf loy polat. The rest of the body does not escape punishment. Perek Hei, Pasuk Chav Beis. The Pasuk states, V'amara ha'isha, Amen, Amen. First of all, what is the double lashon of Amen? And number two, why is there a psik between the two words, amen, amen? That vertical line is called a pasuk. This pasuk is regarding the shvuah that the kohen makes the woman take, and the woman responds, amen, amen, it is true, it is true. Rashi explains that the lashon amen is kabbalas hashvuah, an acceptance of an oath. One amen refers to the olah, the curse, and one amen is for the shivuah, the oath. The Baal HaTurim explains the reason for the psik. Posek bein shnei amenim loimar, amen me ish ze, amen me ish acher. Each of the words amen refer to two different subjects. The Soita says, amen, it is true that I didn't sin with this man, and amen, that I didn't sin with any other man. This psik was necessary since the trup on the first amen is a mercha, which is a tam mishores, which indicates that there should not be a pause between the two words. However, in this case, we must pause slightly between the two words, because if you say them together, it could have a different interpretation, meaning it is absolutely true. The psik divides these two words so that you would not misinterpret the meaning of each word. You should not convey when laning the possible interpretation of it is absolutely true. Perkei Pasuk Chav Dalid. The Pasuk states, V'hishka es ha'isha. The Kohen should cause the woman to drink the bitter waters. The word hishka is a verb from Binyan Hif'il, since the interpretation is that the Kohen causes her to drink the water. The Shoresh is shin kuf hei. The word lahashkois means to give someone else to drink. The verb meaning to drink is shin suf hei, lishtois, means to drink yourself. The verb to drink is expressed in binyan kal. Shosisi means I drank. Now the last letter of the word vihishka in this pasuk is a hey without a mapik. However, in pasuk chaf zayin, the pasuk states vihishka es hamayim with a mapik in the hey. The word vihishka has a different meaning. He should cause her to drink. In this pasuk, the word ha'isha is not written as it was in pasuk chaf dalid. The mapik in the hay takes the place of the word isha, woman. Therefore, you must be careful to say in pasuk chaf zayin, vihishka, he gave her to drink. Again, the word vihishka without a mapik means he gave to drink, and vihishka with a mapik means he gave her to drink. Similarly, the word isha means woman. There is no mapik in the hay, and the word isha with a mapik in the hay means her husband. Perek Zayin, Pasuk Peites. The pasuk states, Vayishma es hakoil mi daber elav. When Moshe came to the Ohel Moed, he heard the voice of Hashem speaking to him. Rashi comments on the word mi daber, kamoi misdaber. The word mi daber has the same meaning as the word misdaber, which means speaking with himself. Midaber beinoi levein atzmoi umayshe shoymeya me'elav. Hashem communicates to or with himself, and Moshe would hear it on his own without being addressed directly from Hashem. Therefore, the word midaber in this pasuk has the meaning of a verb in binyan hispael, and the suf of binyan hispael is missing. Onkelos also writes the word for midaber is mismalal, which is a lashon of hispael. However, the Ibn Ezra has a different interpretation and writes, Ulafi da'ati, shehu shem hapoyal, the word midaber is an infinitive similar to the pasuk in Yirmiyah, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud, where the pasuk states, Hine lo yodati daber, which means, behold, I cannot speak. And the word daber in this pasuk is a makar, an infinitive. The Ibn Ezra continues and writes, Vahamem tachas min lemishpat haloshoin. The mem of midaber in our pasuk is a prefix, and the word midaber is in place of the word min, meaning from, min daber. Therefore, the Ibn Ezra translates Vayishma es hakoil midaber elav as Moshe heard the voice of the one who spoke to him, namely Hashem. According to this pshat, midaber would belong to Binyan Pi'el in the form of the makar of Binyan Pi'el and means from the one who speaks, namely Hashem.